So what the hell? Let me say I went out there and checked. The damn thing shows any significant evidence of it. I'm just going to water read and sit in my ass for a week. At least 4 or 5 days.
I think that's a good thing.
And I'll meet with people out there. People can come out and see me. And I would do the, that would be a, give us a chance to do the even up. And I'll just do it as a paper. Which is the way it ought to be done anyway.
That's true. That's true.
But I was going to mention one thing to you that I'm sure is a clue. You know, people like to be asked to help when they offer to help. Curtis says, look, there are 9 people that will do anything for you. Now, Timmons probably didn't think of this because he doesn't think too much of things. He's great to tell him what to do. Not his fault. He's not creative, but he's so much better in other areas. Why the hell don't we just ask Curtis those fine senators to stand up in this paper deal? Stand up to Goldwater and Curtis. Do you think we can do that or not?
Sure. We're going to have a shady difficulty.
I think they would do it. So the president's got to stand here. We want your support. Can you muster some other support? Harlow should do that. We should not be, the thing I'm concerned about right now, Al, is not being defensive about all this, wringing our hands, worrying about it, so forth. Because I know how people are. You know, it's like every decision we ever made. You know, they look back like Cambodia in December 18th. But my point is, must not do it. You make a tough decision. You've got to go through and plow through and take the heat. Now, if they want to give us heat, fine. Let the goddamn committee, they unanimously come out and they want the papers. Okay, fine, they want the papers. They ain't going to get the papers.
I agree.
The Un-American Activities Committee unanimously in 1953 asked Harry Truman to appear under subpoena. He didn't.
No, I just read the riot. And the only guy who's squeaking a little bit is Mel. The others are fine. Bryce is, boy, he said, I'm 100%. He said, I just want to take you outside.
How did you explain? Didn't you explain it to him? How do you take one paper? If first, I can't let Dash go through my papers.
Oh, no.
Second, if we go through the papers, we're going to be charged with selecting only those things that are non-incriminating. So we lose that way. Third, if we go through the papers, the difficulty is, how in the name of God are we going to be able to tell what we can give and not give? I don't know. I just don't know.
There isn't any free money. Isn't that ridiculous?
Show me about that. Christ.
He got up and read a statement. That was the best thing.
Was it really?
He just killed me. Absolutely crucified.
How did he do it?
Well, he went through, we said that his discussion, he said, now Mr. Dean refers to discussions between me and our discussion and this had to come, he brought to the president's attention. He said, in my continuous and repeat discussions with this man, on no occasion was there any inkling that he believed, nor did I believe, that the president of the United States had any knowledge whatsoever of the events.
That's why he came in on March 21st.
And he just laid it to me. I've got really just
beautiful. That's why Dean took him on, see. Dean knows that he knows the truth.
So Dean is absolutely clobbered. He is discredited beyond the
truth. Also, I think Rosenstock did it. Well, he, not Dean, so that you told the president.
That's right.
Good God. If it looks like Dean being the actor, he being the good guy inside trying to get this thing out, bullshit. Goddamn, why didn't he say so? He never asked. In my conversations, as you know, Bronson, I know Rack. There's 6 occasions. I said, is anybody in the White House involved? He said, no. But there are also, I think, 5 occasions. Or he said, John, why not let it all hang out? First, he said, well, they wouldn't believe it. Second, when I said, why don't you go down and testify? That would raise problems. You know. All the way, he was given excuses. I didn't know why the hell he was given excuses. Because I didn't dream now that he was deep in a tower.
Sure.
But anyway, that's that.
Well,
that's on the paper then. I don't know. I want Bizarre also to check the court thing. I'm not so goddamn sure that we're going to have to cave to Cox when he comes in. If we do, it's going to be awful rough.
Oh, no. I'm not even
on Cox. We just may have to fire the son of a bitch. You know? Incidentally, it's good to have those two on. That's why today, David Whitmore was going to say why Irvin ran the letter out today.
Understand? Did Ziegler handle it properly?
Beautiful.
What did he say? Hey, that, yes, there had been a letter. B, that there had been a telephone discussion. C, that you had agreed to sometime. At the chairman's request. The chairman requested this, and this was, of course, it's been the courtesy response.
Good.
B, that there was absolutely no change in the position.
Check.
The president, and the letter outlawed to the committee chairman votes. It's important because the way that bastard played it was the way I thought he would. That he suddenly had got a compromise in the way. So LeBron is also giving the wire guys before TV because that's the way they interpret it. They were in the president's going to compromise. The president's going to
compromise. Sir, he's saying.
So he's saying.
You heard what I said to him.
Well,
and his response to that is, well, there may be any reason for us to meet.
But this is very significant. It means that the moves made today were moves of weakness and not strength by the committee. Because if they were moves of strength, your toughness would have been what they emphasized.
They didn't, though.
They didn't. And we cannot lose sight of it. That's what our boys, the little boys in here, are losing sight of. It. God damn it, you're getting stronger. You're going to stay strong and get stronger every day. They better stop wringing their hands.
Well, I'm not going to be weak. I haven't been up to this point, but I must say, I've had some bad advice during this freeway. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe we had no choice. But screw them now. We're going to, they have misused the judicial process. Whether it's little Ellie or Richardson or anybody else, it's going to be no go, boys. Barry Goldwater's going to get a kick in the ass. I won't see him.
I told Bryce to give him a call and say, God damn it, we don't expect him to be leading the charge for the opposition.
That's right.
It's not going to be any of that crap.
Well, there may be some of that, but if he does, he breaks his pick now, understand? He breaks his pick. But it doesn't stand, it's a matter of party principle now, isn't it?
Well, Ron came back in with me after that earlier meeting before I saw you. He has been playing right into their hands, and you should thank God he pulled that back. He said,
but
you know, I said, you know, what I told him was there wouldn't be any meeting with Whitehead. Larry would not meet with Gurney, for Christ's sake. He said, the way the press has played, he's going to play this if we don't get it tamped down. That's what he meant. It's a strong statement. It is a compromise. The president's cave.
I said,
like hell, he's cave.
Are you sure? Are you confident that Ron got that across now? Not. I'll put it out in
Ron. His statement came out very strong, the brief warrant statement. And Ron's got the wire guys in, and he's saying, God damn it, this is a courtesy meeting at the request of the chairman. Of course, the president will meet that kind of
thing. There's no change in his position.
No change.
And he emphasized that to the chairman.
In fact, it's almost too strong, but I'm glad. I said, there will be no change.
Good. Fine. Fine. Leave it right there. I must get Ron. You got it. I'm going to get him right now. But sure, he hits that hard. So Ron, I want to make sure that you should be kind of, you have totally understood the position, because if any senator ever had laid down to write it down for the urban today, I think you ought to give Ron the view also of the leak stuff and so forth, so we can run that in some columns. You know what I mean?
That's right.
That's what I said, let her run, where I don't have any leaks from their committee. Your staff leaks. Can't let anybody go through that. You put out a top secret document in the public thing. I said, this is, I want that, let's get that out, get that fast. You go over your notes and give Ron everything that you can see. And where he suggested that I leave the staff, I said, I would never leave your staff.
Never do this.
Sorry, you're not Florida. I know that, I said, I think you're safe in Florida. Your other statements. I wouldn't bother with saying that. We ought to get it by asking that. Oh, our community, buddy.
Hell better not.
Yeah, I said, I just been reading that. Statements, I'm gonna let him leave that one. That was set over his words. The other things should all be put out. Now, the main thing, though, Ron, and this time you can be tough, it must be indicated to the press. I don't mean the background of Sarah McLennan. What I mean is straight out, so that the knockdown the urban idea that this is a compromise. You've got that jackass Goldberg on this way, and poor George Bush. Have you got George Bush straightened up,
right? Bryce Cole.
The best thing with George is to send him on a trip, because he doesn't stand up well in that tough. Great. This is a very tough
story. Already out in the water?
Does it say, in my talk with Senator Irwin, I said, I'll meet with you, Senator, at a time that's convenient next week. But, let's clearly understand that my position has changed.
Yes, sir. Says that no lead and a bulletin lead. Says it's just precisely what you said.
Fine. We were right there.
Thank God it says that.
Yes, sir. Irwin was trying to leave the impression that he was a, and also, when Irwin suggested that the committee staff, I vetoed it, when he suggested that he and Baker come, the president said no. Send Irwin alone. No staff. To answer that, the purpose of the discussion is only the document thing. When I talked to him, remember, I said, we want to discuss this opinion of the president. Know that in the matter we have up in our islands, understand. I'm discussing the only purpose is to discuss this matter of documents.
But we've even said there that your position remains as stated in July 6th.
Exactly.
Because if you say anything else, if you say anything else, Al, it's automatically a compromise.
Sure.
You've got to say his position stands as July 6th.
I would think that raises a vacuum issue, sir.
No, the lead says that the president said he would receive, they requested it.
Yeah, but I don't want the impression given that Senator Irwin is going down and question me about why.
Oh, that's not even there. No, sir.
All right. I will not discuss it. I will not discuss it in the legal department.
I agree.
Out of Morgan, they tell me you read a good statement.
You read a good statement, but it's part of the thing that is becoming just supportive of everything we know about the Kennedy. They put the toughest cross examiner on Lent. They hit him right off the bat on IDD. I just was telling some press here, I said, this is appalling.
IDD?
Yeah, I said,
what is he going to do with IDD?
Well, I'm just going over the Mitchell log. They're trying to crack him down. Now, I got a call from some friends I have at NBC who have the open mic monitor. And during a course, and this, God, it's so obvious, during the course of the cross-examination by Lanza, Irwin apparently reached over and didn't quite have his hand on the mic and said to Nash, we've got him off guard now. You know, kind of like, it's working. He called me and told me. I said, well, I hope you use it on the air.
But why don't we should put out the fact that I asked who you're trying to get?
Don't get that so bad.
Now that shows that I'm too sensitive about this.
more than that. In a crunch, this guy, on a crunch like this, let's not be misled by people. He's the smartest guy.
Smart.
No, but not only that. He has the best judgment, and today exercised the strongest judgment in his interest, because he said to a group of individuals who will remain nameless exactly what you just said, and forced that point through, didn't he? And he said it in very articulate, strong ways. Now, we all tend to think that Glenn's the weak man here. He is not. God damn it, he was strong today, wasn't he?
Yes.
Supported you in that position and the others.
You can't possibly start seeing that. Now, with Irvin, what I plan to do is receive the old part. What is the time when we get the leash employed?
That was the Novak man this morning. Their story comes into very clear focus.
That's exactly right. materials. Let's say you release selected materials. First of all, they don't know what to ask for, which I think was reflected in Urban's call today. If you release selectively, who's to say we hadn't buried the body? We had not buried the body. If you release selectively, and obviously we're not going to release anything that's going to incriminate if it was there, who's to say you haven't buried the body, shredded the paper? We've had time to go through them, eliminate any incriminating evidence. So what do you gain? Nothing. You simply are in the same position. Okay?
So basically, like we let the world know that
simply,
let the country think that we are sitting on
But Mr. President, there's no way to prove otherwise.
Yeah, well.
See, there's no way to prove otherwise. You can cut the hell out of that argument. Because once you would release selectively, then the next charge would be that they destroyed it.
Trying to
This must be done with great privacy. Al, if I don't know where you're going to get an X-ray, and I don't want to know.
It's an old installation right there.
It's right down the street. I've been there.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, if the President of the United States is seen going into the naval X-ray thing, and some little technician leaks that out of there, or that gets leaked out, that can do very funny, crazy things in this world.
No, but you can confirm it.
Yeah.
I understand. As soon as I finish this X-ray, I'll know.
I understand.
Just so you guys know that, but my problem, I either got a fire on one or I don't.
You see where we're standing here, Ron? At this juncture, is it bad for the President to be I don't think so.
Yes, sir. You better see what's bad or not.
No,
I can't afford to get sick. I mean, I can't afford to get sick. And that's what it is, why I get the concoction for the names.
Sir, there are a couple observations I would make. First of all, the most important thing is that he can't afford to get sick. Secondly, we don't want to announce the X-ray, obviously, so we've got to handle this very clearly.
No, if it comes out.
If it comes out.
Absolutely.
It would be wrong for us to say,
no,
that's why.
No, we go. You're going to announce, yes. True. And the President had some plans. Which is basically true. And the virus is changing. Or he had a virus, he had a viral pneumonia, he's going to the hospital.
That's
going to be one story or the other.
Well, I don't think it has to be. If you don't have viral pneumonia, I think we should not announce the X-ray. That's why I think the X-ray should be done in great privacy. Do you see? Because if... Well, I don't want to burden you with it. My view is...
Yeah, I understand.
Keep the X-ray private. If he has viral pneumonia, we say he's been diagnosed as that. We still mention nothing about the X-ray. We just say he will be spending, you know, 3 days or whatever it is, recuperating at Bethesda, I guess, wherever. If it is not diagnosed that way, we keep that private.
That's the way we're proceeding.
Because if we announce the fact that he's been there or he's gone.
Let's assume that you don't announce it, you still get out.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Whoever, come in. Whoever does, come on in.
Let me take this through something. We won't do anything unless you
get up. What time are we going over to that? It's 4:06, sir. Should we go now? In other words, what time do we go to?
We got it all set up for 6:30.
But if we can change it, we can go to the way you need.
Don't
my point is going to be, how secure is it? So that it's about as secure as you. What I meant is, it's as secure as the people who took the X-ray.
Nobody knows that you're coming except one man. The others know there's a man coming.
Yeah, but
now, there'll be people who will see you. There'll be people who will see the friend.
No, but my point is, well, if you take them over here to the stable, X-ray thing.
There ain't no other place to go.
No, we all have X-rays there.
You can't bring the machine here.
No, sir. You don't want to walk.
It's not good enough because it will not give us the detail we want.
My point is, you don't want to walk them through that bottom part where people are all clustered around waiting.
Well, see, it's about 6:30 in the evening.
But is there a way that we can work it out so you don't have the wife of the PIO officer of Fort Benning sitting there who would? You know,
there is a way that we do not have to go through that again. That's correct. It's already been canvassed and the plan, and we do not have to go through that main part. That's correct. But somebody will see us and come.
Let me ask you, your preliminary session diagnosis.
Well, I know.
how expensive it is.
Gotta be.
stomach's out of the back, but I just don't feel well. I've got the flu or something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Hmm. I just thought I had a suffering from an acute virus.
That's right. This is what happened.
With a high fever. 102 is a high fever.
Yeah. Say with an acute virus. That's Al knows the number of cases in California. Right. extension would be talking about.